Black Bear, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Bridgeport Indians athletics. Now, here's the host of Tribe Talk, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we welcome you to episode 13 of Tribe Talk. It's our weekly check-in on Bridgeport High School athletics, and we've got a special episode lined up for you today. It'll be our check-in with Athletic Director Tom Sears, in-depth conversation about not only the fall sports that are well underway at Bridgeport High School, but we'll also get into scheduling and facilities also coming up in our visit. So stay tuned. That's right around the corner. Then, of course, in our second segment, I'll set up the week for you on campus at Bridgeport High School in terms of sports. You can always get the schedules. They're available at bridgeportindians.com. Tom Sears joins me now, Athletic Director of Bridgeport High School. And Tom, it's amazing. You know, school comes on you fast, and then once you get into it, the weeks start clicking off, and you know, here we are already turning towards the end of September. We've got postseason golf coming up right around the corner, soccer postseason not too far off as well, and heck, before you know it, we'll be into winter sports.
Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy, and I tell you, the weeks, they seem so short, and time just continues to fly. You mentioned, you know, postseason stuff coming up. We're going to have a golf regional at the end of the month, and then once you start into October, you really start, you know, you have soccer postseason, and volleyball starts winding down. It's just it's moving super fast, but I'll tell you, Travis, it's been great thus far. Our teams are faring well. You know, not only in soccer, our boys starting to really turn it on. Our girls have had a really good start to the season. We had some bumps in the road to start with scheduling, and we had some heat stuff that really held us back there early on. But things are really rolling. Our volleyball team is just spectacular right now. Cheer is prepping, laser focused on their regional. Dance also working hard for winter competitions coming up, and they're also performing at our JV football game, so that's a great thing. Cross country just held the Charles Point Invitational, and golf, wow, it's been a great start there. Of course, I know you'll probably want to talk about Audrey and her success there with the state championship.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, not often, and of course, first time in school history, you've had a girls' individual state championship. But boy, it's pretty nice to hit mid September and you've already got a state champion, you know, under your belt for the school year.
Absolutely, and let me say, if you haven't had a chance to watch her play, it's spectacular. She is not only is she just a great student, a great person. Obviously, she is a great golfer. And I don't remember the exact number. I think it was 130, 160 golfers at that competition. Audrey wins it, and then McKenna Knotts gets fourth. Mm-hmm. And it just really bodes well for our golf program and what Coach Kerr is doing there. He's doing a fabulous job in his second year.
Yeah, they won a quad meet yesterday, and I was looking at the scores with Fairmont Senior and a few other scores, and as you said, pretty much all of our golfers were within about, you know, 3, 4, 5 strokes of each other, so the consistency has been really good, and I think that you know, that certainly bodes well for the postseason for golf that's coming up here, and it's already been a very stellar year for them. Anytime you can claim an individual champion.
Yeah, absolutely. He's doing a great job, and these athletes are really dedicated. It really bodes well for the golf program and, you know, the hope of postseason success, but it just continues to speak to the type of student athlete we have here at Bridgeport High School, and they obviously all make us very, very proud.
Hey, you mentioned the Charles Point Invitational for cross country this past weekend, and we had Nathaniel Luchens on the podcast a couple of weeks ago promoting that event. Of course, fared very well, did Bridgeport in that run this weekend. But what a great event that is, not only for the school, but also I know the number of volunteers it takes to put that thing together, and you know, it really not only showcases Bridgeport High School, but certainly showcases you know, that Charles Point area and the bridge area for a lot of teams that come in, and that's just a terrific event.
That place, I had the opportunity Saturday to work that event, and wow, it was really, really hopping. And I agree with everything you just said. It really does. It showcases our area, our community, the tremendous complex that is the bridge. And obviously our cross-country team able to have a ton of success this past Saturday at the Charles Point Invitational. And Coach Luchens is another individual that is really dedicated. He does a tremendous job. Everything is super organized. And from an athletic director's perspective, that is obviously a big positive. So they're rolling, doing some great things. Their postseason's coming up soon. And it's hard to believe, as you said, Travis, we're so far into this already, and we're going to blink and it's going to be winter sports. And but our kids just continue to excel. And I think that it points to great leadership. We have a great group of coaches, and they put a lot of time and effort into everything that they do, and they're laser focused on making sure that our kids are prepared to compete, but not only to compete at a high level, but to be super successful. And they have been, and they continue to be.
All right, let's move to volleyball. You mentioned a great start for them. That certainly is 100% accurate. 23 wins already on the season, number one ranking in Class AAA in the first two coaches polls that have come out, and they're coming off a weekend win as well. And I talked to somebody that's not associated with Bridgeport that has a young lady that plays on an opposing conference team a couple of weekends ago. They had just played Bridgeport in volleyball, and they were blown away about the how good this team is. So, you know, and I know that, you know, Coach Burton's times too, they don't shy away from the expectations, certainly, of this year, and they're very lofty. I mean, let's be honest. This is a state championship caliber team.
100%. We knew it going into last year's offseason that this returning team was going to be in a position to compete for a state championship. We believe that's true. I've had an opportunity to speak with Coach Burton, and I think what she is more impressed with than anything, we were having this conversation recently, was just how the girls are having fun. You know, there's no drama, and as a coach, that's always a plus. There's no drama. They come in, they want to be a practice, they want to keep working, they want to keep getting better. And she right now is just absolutely blown away by their dedication to the sport of volleyball. And I'll tell you, Travis, when you look at it, it has the makings of a very successful team. And one thing that they haven't done is shied away from competition. You know, we did drop down to AAA, but that hasn't changed the schedule much. They just stay focused. They keep, you know, prepping and repping, and they're really getting after it. And I'm really excited to see where this journey for this volleyball team takes us. I really do think we have a very good chance of competing for a state championship.
Yeah, agree. All right, soccer, I just wanted to ask you a couple things. First, Keith Dumas does a wonderful job with the boys program, and as you mentioned, got off to a little bit of a slow start, but they've won two in a row, getting into the meat of their schedule. Girls' side, I think Olivia Arbogast has been a tremendous hire for you in this program, and the job that she's done immediately. And you talk about kind of good vibes around that program. You certainly, if you watch them practice, and I've had the opportunity to see them practice a couple of times this season, certainly that program's headed in the right direction.
No, I think you hit the nail on the head. I'll start on the boys' side first and just kind of echo your thoughts. Again, I say what I think, and people that know me well know that's true. And Coach Dumas does a tremendous job. He is, again, well-organized. They did stumble out of the gate. They competed at a high level. They were competitive in games, but they played some really tough competition to start. We're now starting to get into the meat of the Big Ten schedule, and what we're seeing is they're starting to have more and more success. And so we expect really good things are going to, you know, continue to happen for this boys soccer program. On the girls side, yes, again, I echo you. Olivia has been just such a gift to Bridgeport High School. And I think that the most important thing that has happened is she has, not only is she challenging them to be better, and she's brought them together, and they're playing as a unit. And I see energy in the games. I see energy in the practices. I see all these things that are such a positive. You know, you want to be successful. Bridgeport High School has a standard of excellence, but at the same time, these are the best days of their lives. These high school athletes, these are their best days, and we want them to have an enjoyable experience. They clearly are having an enjoyable experience, and so I couldn't be more tickled at the job at the job she's doing.
All right, Tom, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you a football question or two.
Sure.
Obviously, the success is pretty obvious. JV wins last night in shutout fashion. Varsity's not been scored on so far this season. Freshman has picked up a couple of impressive wins against JV teams. But I know that the constant thorn in your side is scheduling. And
it is.
You know, you're already working on next year's schedule, and there's some holes to fill there, and unfortunately that's a common theme. It seems like you're constantly looking for one or two to fill out the schedule. If you could just kind of give us an update on where 2025 stands.
Well, so you're right, it's like the thorn in the flesh. I have, for the most part, the framework completed for the next 2 years of varsity football. With that being said, there is this dark cloud that continues to hover over high school football in West Virginia, and that is that there are the unknowns that we have little control over at this point. I don't know what it's going to look like with classifications. Now, we expect to stay AAA, and that's not really what I'm referencing, but just what's happening around the state. Here is one thing that I have found since I've arrived at Bridgeport High School, is that no one wants to play us. There's very few teams out there that are signing up to say, hey, yeah, we'll play. So we're working through a lot of that. Now, one of the things that did happen was that the Big Ten adopted a 7-game schedule, conference schedule, that will begin next year. Now, that has its upsides and it has its downsides. And without going into great detail of what the ups and the downs are, I'm just simply going to say this. We are working through a lot of different things to try to provide the most competitive schedule for Bridgeport High School as we possibly can, because it's almost like a catch-22, Travis. When you have teams that don't want to play, it's hard to fill that schedule. So the conference schedule does help fill the schedule, but then we have to take a look at how is that going to fare for us at a competitive level. So we are working with some Quad A schools. I was networking with some schools last week to try to fill the gaps of the upcoming seasons, but I'm going to leave that there and let that lay. We are working through it. We are navigating it. I feel like we're in a good place. We've got to put a couple more teams in next year's schedule for it to be complete. We have some teams that are interested, but it becomes a juggling act a little bit, trying to move things around again because of the conference schedule. So we're working to make sure, and when I say we, this is not just a one-man thing. Coach Ferris is very involved, and we're bouncing things off of each other. And so this is, it's a process, but it's one that I'm confident we'll put ourselves in a position to be successful. There's so many factors as it pertains to football, and we're going to put our football team in the best light. And speaking of our football team, they've held, their opponents scoreless. We're headed to Lindsley this week, and that's one of those games you circle on the schedule. Super excited about what's happening there as well. It's just a great time for Bridgeport Athletics.
Yep, no doubt. All right, so to be continued on the scheduling. One final question. Give us an update on facilities. I know you're a proactive athletic director that always is looking for the next project to try to improve the overall athletic facilities. Of course, if folks don't know, the weight room is complete in the school. That's been a tremendous addition. You've made some improvements in the gym area. I know that softball is coming up as well on the agenda. Just kind of give us an update there.
Yeah, absolutely. Would love to. And you're correct. We have immediate needs, obviously, but if you don't do a very good job of looking ahead, those needs that are out in front of you, they end up catching up pretty quick. So as you mentioned, we did the indoor weight room, and I know we talked about that before. It's so nice. Like, it's just, it represents Bridgeport well. We recently finished the girls' locker room for volleyball and basketball. Also our cheer they utilize that space as well. It is beautiful. New floor, new ceiling. I mean, everything's new, brand new lockers. It is, again, it represents Bridgeport High School well. Really happy about that. Looking ahead, you mentioned softball. We really want to update sort of the curb appeal of softball, and we want to give our young ladies a place to play that they can be proud of. And that's what we're striving for. As a matter of fact, over the last really 3 weeks, I've been meeting with vendors and different people about making updates there. And instead of talking about all the plans we have, I can just say this. I think that the community and, more importantly, our teams are going to be really, really excited to see some of the changes we're going to make. Nothing happens fast in the world of public education finance. And so that's right now the biggest thing. We're trying to just navigate all of that. But we have a plan. We're excited to reveal it to the public. And to be continued there as well. Obviously, we've got a video board at the football field that we want to get replaced, which will likely include a complete replacement of the scoreboard as well. Mm-hmm. The projected plan there, Travis, is to have that up and ready for next year's football season. Again, that's the plan. We've got needs with the track. The track surface seems to be okay, although wearing down, it's going to need some paint and some different things. Some upkeep needs to be done. And we're 4 to 6 years away from that turf replacement as well. So these things, if we just kind of sit on our hands and don't focus on those things that are years out in front of us, they catch up to us real quick. And one more thing, if you have a moment,
sure.
Behind the scenes, some of the things we're doing that a lot of the public, they don't necessarily see. We're moving not to a complete digital ticketing platform, but we are offering digital ticketing, and it gives us the opportunity to be more efficient. We have a 10-game event pass that is currently on GoFan, and our families can really benefit from this. Now, although it's not good for football or swim, all of our other sports, every season throughout the entire school year, if purchased on GoFan, that pass can be used for 10 sporting events, and instead of paying $7 at the gate, you'll get in for like $5.50 per game. So that's something that a lot of parents just haven't found out about yet, and I hope this podcast helps get that information to them. And then we've added an online registration as well, where our athletes and parents can go online. We provide a link to our coaches, and they provide that link to the athletes, and the parents go on and they register their kids online. Everything is there, all the emergency forms, everything, concussion protocol, sudden cardiac arrest, anything and everything we need to communicate to our kids is right there on that portal. And it makes it gets rid of a lot of that paperwork that either coaches or athletes lose, and it provides the opportunity for a more efficient sports registration. So those are some of the things that we've done sort of behind the scenes. We're excited to continue to build and just keep climbing here. That's what we want to do.
All right, terrific update, Tom. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thanks, Travis.
Thanks, Tom. Tom Sears, Athletic Director, Bridgeport High School. We'll set the week up for you in Tribe Athletics after this time out from our sponsor, Black Bear, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram.
Jeep lovers love Jeeps, and we love Jeep lovers here at Black Bear, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram in Clarksburg, West by God, Virginia.
Make this the summer of Jeep with no payments for 90 days. Low 2.9% financing for 72 or 84 months on the Wrangler 4xe and Grand Cherokee 4xe.
Shop 24/7 at blackbearcdjr.com or come in today to the all-new Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
All right, coming up this week, boys and girls soccer back in action on Tuesday as they will take on Lincoln. Volleyball will have a tri-match that will begin on Wednesday at Lewis County. Preston will be there as well. Freshman football also plays Wednesday night at home against Morgantown. Golf is back in action on Thursday versus Lincoln and Robert C. Byrd. Then boys and girls soccer returns on Thursday against North Marion. And, of course, varsity football will play Lindsley at West Liberty University on Friday night at 7 o'clock. Our airtime on the radio side, 6:06 with the Indians tonight on 103.3 KMZ and also the Bridgeport Sports app. Back here next week for another episode of Tribe Talk, the podcast.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, powered by Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Located at 1251 Good Hope Pike in Clarksburg, Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School in cooperation with WVRC Media.
We're proud to live here too.